Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
No.
My kink has consequences.
I totally let men lick my toes. Toy and noise.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ime perkeleesti munaa.
Boop.
So I went into the barber next door to my work to get a haircut last Wednesday. And I showed her a picture of what I want because I need the top and front to grow out more till it can look like what I want. So she was like, great, we're just going to give you a shorter version of that cut. She didn't say this, though, out loud. She just did that. And I look like Butters from South Park. There's too much on the top and not enough on the sides. Shannon.
Well, the sides are going to go real quick.
Butters.
I think you have the perfect faux hawk right now. You can totally like get some molding gel clay shit and make a faux hawk.
Squish it together.
Yeah.
Squish it together.
I mean, it's already squishing together and going up, just you doing
it. I do a little, well, because I put a little wax in it now. Because if I don't, then it just is this like weird floof thing. And I'm like, what are you, pubes? Like, I don't understand. But you're right. Maybe
there's something growing on my head, and I don't know what it is.
I should probably faux hawk it up. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you a picture of what I want so that you can laugh and compare, because it's very funny and very stupid. All right. So this is what I told her that I want it to look like eventually.
Look like eventually. Okay.
Because I'm not there yet. My tops and sides aren't that long.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, great. We're just going to shave this all up and leave this real long.
She gave you almost a high and tight.
Oh my God.
She almost got you ready for boot camp.
Almost. Oh almost. God.
Now I have to Google that. Marine Corps fade.
But the top's too long for that. It's what even is this? It's the Butters. I look like Butters from South Park. I'm good at all kinds of jobs.
That's definitely not a high and tight.
That's what I'm good at all kinds of jobs is a Butters quote when Cartman says that he'll give hand jobs in the alley.
It's just like a longer crew cut.
Is it though? Like, the top and sides are really long.
According to this hot guy.
Yeah, he looks hot. His haircut looks better than mine.
It's not a high and tight.
Not exactly. My top's not tight enough. Anyway, my hair looks ridiculous. I look like Butters. I look like Butters, you guys.
And it's not a jar head at all.
No, it's not that either.
I think it's just a crew cut. I think you're lucky you shouldn't put a bowl on your head and shave around it.
Yeah, I am. I'm very lucky that I didn't get a straight up actual bowl cut. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I mean, you could look like this.
Oh, that's rough. That's a real rough cut.
Oh, this is what you're going for. The female bowl cut, right?
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
I don't love it. I'm sure this is really great visual for all of our listeners.
Just Google modern bowl cut or female bowl cut.
Modern bowl cut.
It says 17 modern bowl cuts.
No.
Catherine called a wolf cut? I want a wolf cut. And even our hairdresser was like, she had to Google it. I was like, I think it's just a shag. She's like, oh, yeah, it is just a shag.
Yes, everybody's been talking about wolf cuts, like young people. And I thought it was just a shag, too. And I was like, what makes this not just a shag? Because I don't know.
I kind of like this modern bowl cut.
Which one?
Oh, my God, no. This is your mom right here. Like, that's a mom cut.
I can't imagine a bowl.
It's probably just because it's like bleach blonde. Like, I kind of like that.
All right, that is kind of cool.
But she has like the cheekbones and the slender face to pull that off.
Right. It looks very dramatic in a good way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of undercut. Undercut
bowl
cut.
That's just like a shag.
That is kind of.
Like a moppy top with slightly shorter bottom.
All right.
This is real stimulating.
Shall we move on to white guys we hate?
We hate them all. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott.
It's true. No, you know, one of my friends, I've always...
Is that Sarah Jessica Raphael?
Sally Jesse Raphael?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah. It actually looks like my friend Sarah, so you confused me for a sec. My friend's husband is like somebody who I've always thought of as a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And she's been having migraines and he's been completely like downgrading her pain and being like, come on, it's not that bad. You're overreacting.
Let me whack you in the head with a baseball bat and you tell me how bad it is.
And then they got two cats and there's automatic feeders and the cats clearly prefer one of the colors, right? And she was like, they really prefer the blue one. And he's like, no, they prefer whichever one happens to be on the right. And they like traded multiple times and it was always the blue one that they liked. And he just kept on insisting that it was the one on the right. And like, I know how stupid that sounds, but just like women go through this shit all the fucking time of people just like not believing us, thinking we're too stupid to handle things. And guys will be like, no, I think men and women are totally equal and don't even realize the like biases that they hold against women.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we do hate all of them. DeSantis has gone full fascist, just like full on fascism. 10 out of 10, literally wants to be Mussolini / Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the Jews, he wants to kill the gays. I mean, you know, the Nazis killed the gays too.
He's probably so gay.
Mm. I don't know. I think more pedophile, because that picture of him with his students partying when he was a teacher and they're underage. Why would you, as a 24-year-old, want to drink with 17-year-olds?
As a 24-year-old, I did want to drink with my 21-year-old students. But not the 17-year-olds.
No, there's such a huge difference between 17 and 21.
Yeah. I drank all the time with my students till honestly recently. When I realized they were no longer getting my movie jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Shannon old now.
Yeah.
I need to stop drinking with my students.
The two things that none of my students ever get, 100% of the time when I am teaching photosynthesis, what do I say, Shannon? What do I say 100%?
Oh, I don't know. A reproduction?
No. Chlorophyll?
More like borophyll.
I can't teach it without saying it. Nobody knows it. Not a single fucking kid knows that. And then this one's even more of a deep cut, and I realize that because it's from Ren and Stimpy, right? But when I'm teaching logarithms, you say log. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of those stupid fake commercials on Ren and Stimpy.
It's log. It's log. The world's wonderful toy. It's from a girl and a boy.
Yeah. It's log. It's log. It's big. It's heavy. It's wood. It's log. It's log. It's better than bad. It's good. So I'll sing that. And they just look at me like I'm fucking insane.
That is a super deep cut, though.
And yet you still knew it.
Because I've seen Ren and Stimpy.
I know.
And I fucking hated log because it was so fucking dumb.
It's so dumb. The kid turns down a bike because they're like, hey, kid, you want a toy?
And then don't they murder people with log, too?
Yeah, I mean, Ren and Stimpy was real weird, you guys. There was no reason we all should have been watching it.
Have you ever seen Happy Tree Friends?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My Scott loves that fucking shit.
What? Why?
He thinks it's fucking hilarious. You want to see Scott giggle like a schoolgirl? You put that on, or you put on the South Park episode where Mickey Mouse kicks the Jonas Brothers in the balls.
I still think Towley is very funny.
I do love Towley.
I love Towley.
Anyway, no, people still don't like, people don't get my Back to the Future references.
I know. The children don't know anything.
Children don't know.
But like, chlorophyll, I just have to start more like borophyll.
Updating my references, and instead of
rough.
You know, talking about shit that was on TV 20 years ago, I have to be like, you know, like in Game of Thrones. Oh, when I tell people I'm a sword fighter, I'm like, you know, like Braveheart, and they're like, what? I'm like, no. Like Game of Thrones. Oh, okay. Like, I know.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, Pedro Pascal is the best thing in the world.
He is.
I love him. I love him. I just want to watch all of his interviews. Like, he's so charming and so fucking nice and such a good queer ally. Like, oh, I love him. The Last of Us this last week was really fucked up, you guys. There is a Donner Party situation, a religious cult, attempted rape of a 14-year-old. It was shooting a horse. I was like, I hate it when they kill animals. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll watch these apocalyptic movies.
Like, they shot a horse. I was like, the first thing I said was like, I hope they fucking ate it and didn't let that meat go to waste.
They did eat it and not let the meat go to waste. But yeah, it's,
you know how cool a horse skull looks on an altar? I mean, yes, come on.
Horse skulls are very cool.
I'm going to use one of its femur bones as a walking stick while I'm at it, too.
Mandalorian season one came out, or season three, episode one. I know words. I have all the best words. Season three, episode one. Did you watch it?
Yes.
What did you think?
It was fine.
Yeah, it felt like a lot. It felt like it was setting up a lot.
Yeah.
It felt like setup. They should have given us more cute Grogu stuff to compensate for the fact that it was a lot of setup.
Mm-hmm.
Him spinning around in the chair, great. I needed at least
for like 3 minutes straight.
I needed many.
God bless Jon Favreau for being like, yeah, we're going to put him in the chair and then we're just going to have him spin like the entire time like a proper 4-year-old would do.
Mm-hmm.
Going to visit one of its dad's friends at work.
Yeah.
Like spinning, spinning.
It was
spinning.
Great. I loved it. But I needed more Grogu physical comedy to get over the fact that it felt like a lot of fucking setup.
Felt bad for Bo-Katan.
I know, me too.
And I know he loves his little religious cult, but after meeting other Mandalorians and realizing that you might have been in a cult, like, why are you still on this pilgrimage? Why aren't you just building a house down by the river and being a marshal,
right,
and living
like
your best life?
Right, that's what...
I'd still watch that show.
Grief Karga said,
yeah,
right?
I'd still watch that show.
Carl Weathers, that's what Carl Weathers said. He was like, why not just
come... What's his other name? What's his other Star Wars name?
I don't know.
No, he was in Star Wars.
Was he?
Wasn't he?
I don't know.
That's what Apollo Creed said, okay?
Okay, I believe you. I just know Carl Weathers. I always think of him with Arrested Development because
all of our listeners are yelling at us right now.
He plays himself in it, and Tobias hires him to be his acting coach, and he's just this like washed up version of himself. And he's like, "Don't throw that away. There's plenty of meat on that bone. You put that into a pot, baby. You got a stew going." So that is, you know, Carl Weathers playing himself. Yeah. I also feel bad for Bo-Katan. I think that was a real bummer for her, the whole situation. And yeah, that's how I feel about that. Let me see what else I've been listening to. Oh, I've been listening to audiobooks a lot lately because I've been spending more time designing my website. And so like I don't need to be paying attention to what I'm doing. So I've been doing more audiobooks as I'm working on my portfolio for grad school. I listened to The Extraordinaries, which was about queer teenage superheroes.
Nice.
Into it, loved it. Super cute, super amazing. And I would recommend it to anybody if, as long as you're not like homophobic, right? If you're homophobic, stop listening to us. What the fuck is wrong with you? We don't
okay,
want
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no,
here.
We were right. He wasn't in Star Wars.
Oh.
Apollo Creed.
Okay.
Or if you want a deep cut, you could call him Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Predator.
Action Jackson.
Yep, Action Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he was in Predator. But, like, fucking Action Jackson rolling. I can't even say it.
Nailed it. I just finished this book yesterday that I cannot get out of my fucking head. It is called The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Hmm.
And Addie LaRue does not want to get married. She lives in the 1700s. And, like, she's a lady. And all she wants to do is, like, find her own path. She, like, befriends the witch in their village and wants to, like, draw pictures. Right? She wants to be an artist and a witch. And this guy's wife dies in childbirth, and they're like, great, now you can be these other kids' mom, and you have to marry this guy.
You're like, yeah, no.
And she doesn't want to. And her witch friend is like, do not pray to the gods who will answer after dark. Do not pray to the nighttime gods. And she doesn't notice the sun's going down. She's just like, please, please make this wedding stop. Please make this wedding stop. Please make this wedding stop. And it becomes night, and the darkness comes to her and makes a deal for her soul.
Hmm.
And what he, the, you know, she's like, I want to have complete freedom and live my life forever. So she gets to tap out when she's done. So she has immortality, but nobody remembers her when they're not looking at her.
Hmm.
So the second they walk out the door, the second they turn away, they don't remember meeting her. Her family doesn't remember her. Like her... She goes to rent a room, and the lady comes back 45 minutes later and kicks her out for stealing the room.
Ah!
Yeah. Like, people don't remember. So, you know, she has this complete freedom. He's like, I gave you what you asked for. You asked for complete freedom. But she refuses.
It's like some low-key trickery shit.
That's not even cool. Nope, it's not cool. Any of the deals that you find out about from him are not cool. They're all trickery.
That's like fucked up trickery.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to pay you with my soul, it better be fucking good. It better be the best.
Yeah, better be a drug lord in Colombia running shit and being super fucking rich.
Yeah, I better be rich with no problems.
Rich with no problems. Not living 10-second Tom life.
Right, and so like she has no way to have a job. She has no way to make money. She has no way to do anything.
But I gave you freedom.
Yeah. So.
Fuck you. So does she give up?
Nope. And
give her soul over to him?
She does not.
Can she?
Yeah, she refuses to. She like works on finding ways to do things. Oh, she also can't write and she can't say her own name. So she has to lie to people about what her name is. Like, he's erased her, right? So she realizes, though, that she can become a muse. And she starts, like, finding artists who are inspired by her. And she keeps on making her way into these art pieces and stuff. Because that's, like, the one way that she can make an imprint on the world. Is she'll, like, meet someone and help them make a song. Or she'll meet someone and help them... Whatever. And then one day she goes into this bookshop and tries to steal a book because she just steals everything because they forget about her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, the guy who owns the bookshop or runs the bookshop, chases her into the street and is like, you have to pay for that.
She's like, since when?
Right.
Turn around.
And then she's like, oh, he must have just kept his eyes on me the whole time. Uh-huh. Right. And then the next day she's like, my friends bought this for me here and I would like to exchange it for something else. And he's like, are you insane? I saw you steal this yesterday.
She's like, what?
And then he says, I remember you. And it's the first time she's heard that in 300 years.
How does he remember her? Does he have a painting of her?
All right, you guys, if you want to...
Oh my God, no one's reading this book. Just tell us.
No, it's really popular right now. So if you're going to read it, jump ahead 30 seconds. He made a deal with the same demon. The demon set it up.
Oh, stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's going to die soon from his deal. The demon knows this. So he did that to torture both of them.
What a fucker.
What a total fucker. But it was, I mean, it was so good. The ending has a great, the payoff is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not misery at the end.
Interesting.
It was fun. It was a really fun read. I loved it. It's living rent free in my mind.
It might be an interesting, I don't know, miniseries movie. I don't know if it's worth...
I think it's being turned into a movie. Yeah, I would say limited series for that.
Yeah.
I think it's being turned into a movie or that it's been optioned for one.
Like maybe we need 6 hours, but, you know, not a whole series.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What have you been looking, watching?
I don't even
listening
know.
Listening to?
Nothing good.
Yes, no, Shrinking.
I'm still watching Shrinking. That comes out once a week. So still plugging along on that. That's still delightful. I mean, it's a medium lift because mm-hmm. it's like a psychological drama, but it's also a comedy. So that, and Harrison Ford is amazing It is. I don't know if I told this story or not, but it's his first TV show he's ever done.
Oh.
Harrison Ford has never done TV.
That's wild. Isn't that wild? I didn't realize that.
And Brett Goldstein is a writer and producer. My boyfriend, Roy Kent. And
he's here. He's there.
He's every fucking where. And they were like, well, let's shoot for the moon. Let's see if we can get Harrison Ford because he'd be perfect for this. And he read the script and loved it. And him and Brett were in England at the same time and went to meet him. And it was a very, like, Roy Kent-ish exchange, you know? If you put Harrison Ford and Roy Kent in a meeting.
Yeah.
And imagine that in your head. That's exactly what happened. So.
Amazing.
They talked about the show for, like, 2 minutes. And Brett's like, so you're going to do it? He's like, yeah. Are we done talking about this now? And Brett Goldstein's like, yeah. And Harrison Ford's like, all right, let's go have some dinner. Or I'm sorry, it sounds more like, dinner.
Yeah. It has been optioned for a movie and says it's in production. The Invisible Excellent. Life of Addie LaRue.
Who's in it?
They haven't announced any cast yet, but they just announced the director, Augustine Frizzell. I did not know Miss Frizzell was a real person.
Right.
Why is she not driving her school bus?
I was like, is it Tim Burton? Because I can picture his wife in that movie. You know, either as the witch or the girl.
No, it would be the witch. The girl's only like 20.
Yeah.
23. She's 23.
Well, who would you cast as the girl then?
I don't know. Who the fuck's 23?
Anyone can be 23.
I don't think that's true.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds can be a 23-year-old woman if you wanted him to be.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone who I would be like, yeah, that's...
Blake
that's
Lively.
That's who I... She's fucking 40.
I know. She's got great skin.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. I hear she's kind of a cunt. Like IRL.
Jenna Ortega.
Okay, yeah.
I know that a lot of people only see her as Wednesday, but remember she was young Jane on Jane the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So she was that, like, you know, and there's like a darkness to Addie because she has to sleep with people for money. She has to, you know.
They forget about her while they're fucking?
No. But.
She makes sure they're looking at him. She doesn't do doggy style.
Well, I mean. It isn't just look away, right? It's like, you know, it doesn't have to be eye contact the whole time. But like, if the door closes, anytime she stays over at someone's house, the second they wake up from sleep, they're like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, no.
Every single time.
First dates.
Every time. So.
What do you mean? You fucked me last night.
A lot of times they're like, oh, I must have been really drunk. Did we have a good time? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, and I stole all your money.
That's what she does. She steals people's money all the time. Because what the fuck else is she going to do?
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. When the guy who remembers her finds out that that's like how she lives her life, he's like, are you kidding me? And she's
like, what else am I supposed to do?
What other options do I have?
This fucker took away my existence.
Yeah.
So I could have autonomy. And then he fucked me over with it.
Right. Right.
What else have I been watching? I don't know. Shrinking. I'm pining for Ted Lasso.
My Apple TV Plus dies Community. In 3 days, so I'm not going to get to see Ted Lasso.
I just pay for Apple now. Thinking about shaking up my subscriptions and ditching some and getting some and, you know.
Yeah, you should get Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
You guys all need to watch Ghosts. I had friends over on Friday.
What about Ghosted?
Mm.
Did you see a preview for that?
No.
Ghosted. I saw a preview for Ghosted and it looked delightful. And what the fuck was it?
It looks like it's a movie.
It is with Chris
Evans.
Evans.
Yeah.
And he goes on a date with a girl and he like totally falls in love with her. And then she ghosts him. And so he goes to London to find her. And turns out she's like a CIA, I mean, an Interpol, well, no, an MI6 agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she ghosted him, because she was on a mission. Anyway, so it's like a rom-com action flick.
Nice.
And of course, they think he's like the guy they're after. And he's like, nope, I'm just the boyfriend that had one date with this girl. And now I'm in an international super spy kerfluffle.
Yeah. Fun.
Dan Levy. Nope. Eugene Levy has a new show on Apple. You should watch this before your thing expires. It's called like The Reluctant Traveler or something. And so they send Eugene around the world doing crazy shit.
But he doesn't really want to do it.
Right. Because he never leaves Canada.
I love that. Is he doing his like Eugene shtick? Of like, I don't know about this, you guys.
Yeah, totally. I've seen one or I watched the Finland one is the first one. And they go up into the northern country.
Into Lapland.
Like, yeah, into Lapland. They go into Lapland. And then I was watching the Venice one. And they put them up in this highly exclusive hotel that only celebrities and royalty get to stay in. And that the first floor floods every day in high tide.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, so I'm going to wake up and my room's going to be flooded? They're like, well, yeah, that's the experience you pay for.
No.
Right?
No.
So he's in this room with like 24 karat gold encrusted furniture, you know?
Yeah.
So they do weird shit like that with him. Put him in the treetop, Lapland. Hotels and make him take a bath, you know, facing the wilderness.
I've been trying to work my way through Arrested Development. I never watched season 5 when it came out on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and it is leaving Netflix in a few days.
Oh.
And I was like, Netflix co-produced seasons 4 and 5,
mm-hmm.
and they're losing the content, which doesn't make any fucking sense to me, but okay.
It's probably going to HBO or something. I've noticed HBO and Netflix have a lot of the same things, or they switch things back and forth.
I'm pretty sure that the first 3 seasons are already on Hulu. It's bonkers to me, so I have to watch that. I have a lot of the first 3 seasons memorized. I only watched season 4 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as good. It wasn't the same, it wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that about season 5 also, but like I feel like I at least owe it to watch it once before it leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do that. He's here. He's there.
He's every fucking where.
I want to look at my...
So FIFA 23 put Wrexham AFC and the Greyhounds from Richmond, the Richmond Greyhounds,
yeah.
in the game this year.
Oh my goodness.
And so Brett Goldstein just did a 10-minute interview like Brett Goldstein's favorite things. And one of them is playing FIFA as the Greyhounds, as Richmond AFC, and beating his nephew in soccer,
mm-hmm.
as himself. So then you have Roy Kent's face yelling and laughing at you on the TV, and then you have Roy Kent sitting next to you mocking you also in unison.
Super rude for me not to remember his name, but I saw an amazing interview with Donny Rojas.
The one on the Kelly and oh God, he's so hot
and he was so charming when they were like, what languages do you speak, and he was like, well, English, I hope. Adorable. So, and then he goes, Spanish, I hope, because he grew up in Mexico.
I just want to touch his hair and cuddle with him.
I want to smell his hair. I bet it smells great.
It's so long and so luscious. Beautiful.
You and I were talking about this earlier, like if you get some 90s hair at us.
Oh man.
That shoulder length.
All over you.
90s like hair.
White on rice.
Oh, I love it.
You know how many times I've asked my husband to grow his hair out?
Football is life.
Football is life.
I love Danny Rojas. I don't remember what his real name is. I apologize, Danny Rojas.
It's like Kristoff or
I was thinking Chris like something that. Also.
Kristoff, something. I did see some of that interview. It came up in a clip.
So fucking charming.
So good. Danny Rojas. Football is life.
And then I saw Jason Sudeikis recently in an interview, and I was like, I forgot that he didn't have a Southern accent.
Right?
He's so good. His accent is so good. Cristo Fernandez is Danny Rojas.
Cristo.
Yep. Cristo.
I saw one of the original NBC skits of like where Ted Lasso comes from.
Oh, yeah?
Because they were like NBC football skits making fun of something or trying to promote something. And so they were commercials. And then, like, him and Beard just decided to write a whole show around these skits that they did. So that's how Ted Lasso was born.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are we done with content? Did you have any more content?
I don't know. I think I'm good. I've been reading a bunch of romance novels. Better quality these days.
Mm. No lichen porn?
No more lichen porn. Though I did pay for another year's subscription on accident, so probably should go back and check that app once in a while.
Yeah. I got into this really stupid internet fight, and then they reposted the article the next day, and I got into the same fucking fight the second time. Everybody was saying such wrong shit. Okay, so this man, in 2012, Disneyland in California, was like, you get a whole extra day of magic this year, because it was leap year. Mm-hmm. So they were like promoting this like leap day thing. And he was like, well, how do you get an extra day if you don't go every day? So he bought an annual pass and started going every day to take advantage of his extra
day.
Of his extra day.
Delightful.
I know. So fucking charming.
Especially if you live like right down the road.
Yeah. He lives 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's me to Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie would like, is it too much to go into Ann Arbor every day?
No.
I would do that.
I wouldn't go to Disney World every day because it takes a half hour to get to the parking lot.
Right. Well,
from like the edge of their property.
Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan.
Yes.
Manhattan times two.
Yeah. It's giant.
So
it's just like the property that the parks sit on.
So
there's a reason they had their own little city.
Right. Fuck you, Ron DeSantis, you fucking fascist.
Enjoy that tax bill, motherfucker. So he would go every day.
Yeah, so he would go
every day.
Right. He lived real close and would go every
day. Much smaller park, way more compact.
Yeah, and he said that like he would walk around it sometimes and just get steps in.
Yeah.
Or he would be like, today I'm going to go try to see a character, or today I'm going to ride teacups and that's it, right? Like most days he just like went in and went out, right? And he said the last day that he went into the park, so he got into the Guinness Book of World Records for most consecutive days at Disneyland, and it was 2,995.
That's bananas.
That's 8 years.
That's yeah.
Hey,
that's
Shannon, what's
every day for 8 years?
What's 2012 plus 8 years?
2020.
So why did he stop going to the park?
Because the park literally closed.
The park closed for the pandemic. So his last day in the park was March 13th, 2020. But the comments were like, Jesus fucking Christ, how much money did this guy pay? Like,
he had an annual pass.
The fucking privilege on this motherfucker.
Do you know how many, you know what, white man? Because I'm assuming you're a white man. Do you know how many Latinos live in Southern California? And how many of them have annual passes because they fucking love goddamn Disney World? It's economical if you live in the area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julie would have an annual pass if she wasn't a cast member.
Even at the most expensive, like that last year, it was $1,400 for the year. Which, like, okay, first off, if you bill that monthly, which I don't know if you can or not, I think you have to pay it up front. But if you did bill that monthly,
that's $117 a month.
So
I know people who pay that much to go to the gym.
Me too. And that was what I argued with people. I said, that's the same as an exclusive gym membership. and he was using it for exercise. So like, you tell him, what is the fucking difference? And this person was like, way to completely miss the point, you dumbass. And I was like, no.
No, you're missing the point, motherfucker.
You're missing the point.
This guy got, and he wasn't doing it to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He just happened to, because he loved fucking going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Leave the man, like.
You masturbate every day. Do you want to get into the good Guinness Book of World Records for that?
Right.
It Do was, you enjoy it?
It was something, and he said, and
what that, if it cost you $113 a month to touch your dick? Would you pay it? Huh? I would. If I had to pay money to touch my own clit, I would.
I would be really pissed, because I'd be like,
I mean, I'd be pissed, but I'd still pay it.
Fucking capitalism. So that last year, it was $3.84 a day. $3.84.
You spend more a year at Starbucks.
These were all the arguments that I was making to people, like blah, 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 the math. And this guy was arguing about it. And I said to somebody, I was like, well, annual passes for years have been like, if you go twice, it pays for itself. And this guy was like, no, it's four or five times, even when the annual pass was $500. And it took me all of 10 seconds to look it up on Google. And I was like, a 5-day park hopper was $290, and the pass was $465. So like, no, the math does not work out.
1.5 times.
You dumb motherfuckers. And just everybody was ragging on this guy. And I was like, this is supposed to be nice and fun, and you're supposed to think it's cute. I thought it was cute. He did something.
And you are all assholes. And now I am dumber for engaging in you.
I was dumber for having engaged with him. God,
there's
damn it.
Another Happy Gilmore reference. Not Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison reference. Billy Madison. For you.
There's another Billy Madison today. Two in one episode.
I see that one all the time.
It's
May God have mercy on your soul.
May God have mercy on your souls. I just was so annoyed. And like, just, I was never going to change these people's minds. But like, in my head, I'm like, how is this any different from like getting yourself special coffee drinks and a pastry, or having an exclusive gym membership? Like, please explain to me like I'm stupid.
Do you have a Pornhub subscription?
Please. Yeah. How
and
is
OnlyFans?
This
OnlyFans?
How is this different from owning 5 streaming services?
Right. There we go. Whoop. There it is.
Please explain it to me like I'm really dumb. Please.
Let this person have their joy in their life.
Like, people hear that they went every day and think that it's $200 a day, because that's what it is when you go one day.
You buy an annual pass, assholes. So, when you can go every day, you buy an annual pass.
Right. $3.84 a day. What? Who cares?
Right. You spend more at McDonald's every day. For lunch.
Right. That's what I said. Like, I was like, if you don't pack your lunch at home, you're spending, like, the difference is way more than that.
You're missing the point.
She said that to me. Am I, though?
You're missing the point, cunt.
Oh, so frustrating. So, you guys, be charmed by this man who did something that he loved.
I think it's adorable.
I do, too.
Like, I'm going to go home and do my lap. On my way home from work, I want to go get my steps in at Disney.
Yeah.
How delightful is that?
How very charming.
Right? Do you get free parking with annual passes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that was like my only other issue was like, does he have to pay for parking? Because that is like $20 a day.
Right. No, you get
parking
you
included.
Get free parking. Because I remember them asking that to Julie. There was a time you were in the car with me. Us when we were trying to go to Trader Sam's, mm-hmm. and they were like, you can't park at the resort to go to Trader Sam's. And the guy at the thing asked Julie if she was an annual pass holder, mm-hmm. to find out if she had free parking to go park at Magic Kingdom. Mm. And the answer was, well, no, but I'm a cast member, which also has free parking. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yep. What else is going on in the world or your life? Oh, we went to Convocation.
We did go to Convocation. That was fun.
Yeah. I went 3 of the 4 days on Sunday. I was so pissed about this. My 2 earliest clients canceled on me. And I was like, I could have gone for closing ceremonies, god damn it.
Yeah.
But You just went on Saturday.
Yeah, so Convocation is a pagan conference that is hosted in Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn.
Yeah, it was fun. I have been to Convocation several times, but usually in the context of going with my sword school, or popping in to say hi and see friends who I knew were going to be there. So it was nice to be there and see some familiar, like, con circuit faces.
Yeah.
That guy in the fashion class and his wife are definitely go to PenguinCon every year.
Oh, yeah. I recognize them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So there were, like, a few regulars I saw in the week, and we ran into some friends randomly.
Yep.
So that was nice.
I did get to see Badger.
Oh, good.
Not
Erica. He was like, are you coming back tomorrow? I was like, no. He's like, can I have your badge? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I circled the day I was going to be here because, you know, I'm a firstborn and, like, overly honest.
Right.
He's like, I don't care. I don't think they care. I'm like, they care, but go ahead. Be Shannon at Shannon's party tomorrow.
He was once German Shannon.
Right? He did pull out the German accent on me.
It was the year that you bought the house, and it was the year that we were podcasting at the same time and running back and forth in between the rooms. Yeah. And I was like, well, I was about to ask Shannon about her house. And he was like, yes, I am here. I'm German Shannon. And I did buy a new house. And the stairs are lovely.
So funny.
It was really fun. That was a really fun, silly time.
That was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did, I think, my favorite classes. I actually enjoyed the energy class because I got a really important tidbit from it where the woman was like, the difference between make-believe and reality is so thin. I'm like, just because you're making it up doesn't mean it's not real.
Right.
And like, I loved that and I needed to hear that.
And didn't someone also say, it was in the candle magic class, which I thought was going to be totally different than
I thought it was going to be totally, the explanation of it seemed totally different of what it was.
Always are.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start going to classes we're not interested in, because then we'll actually like them.
We'll like them.
She was like, if you think someone's talking to you, like if you're having a conversation in your head with one of your deities, maybe you are.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah. The reason I did not like the candle class is because it was a commercial for her own candles.
Yeah. Which, of course, we both bought a ton of.
I had already purchased some. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I would really love to be able... Like, I already bought some of your goddamn candles. I would really like to be able to...
Use them?
That, too. But I was going to say, I would really be like to be able to do the things that you are talking about with my own candles.
Right. I did think the candle magic class was going to be more about how to use candles in your everyday magic.
Yeah, so did I.
Or for very specific spell work.
Yeah, so did I. That's what
and
it sounded like.
It was an astrology class. And how to use candles in conjunction with astrology.
Mm-hmm. So she went over the astrology a lot and then told us which candles of her candles we should buy to support that.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit disappointed in the commercial aspect of that class.
Yeah.
I love candle magic. It's one of my, like, steadfast, long-term things that I've been doing.
Yeah, I just ordered 25 more white chime candles.
I have, like, hundreds of chime candles. I have a problem. Because every time I do a spell, I'm like, ooh, I need to light a corresponding candle to that every time. I must. So, yeah.
The four directions.
Four elements.
The four elements that broke my brain.
Oh my God, it was so intense.
That was like philosophy of magic.
It was a philosophy class.
It was legit a philosophy class. Now I know why people sit in the back of classrooms so they can sneak out.
Oh my God, my brain hurt from that too.
The lady was like, the guy's like wrapping up. And I was like, yes, thank God. And this lady was like, oh, you still have 30 more minutes. And I was like, no!
I had the same thought. I was like oh, good. We have an extra long break.
Shut the fuck
up, Deborah.
I have
time to, like, get a snack. And, like, I was already planning what I was going to do with my extra time. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Deborah.
Fucking in the front row. Shut up.
I also went to a dream interpretations class, which was really good, and I needed that. My dreams are really intense. Mm-hmm. They fuck with me a lot. And so...
You keep a dream journal?
I am doing that now. She talked me into it in the class.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you weren't keeping one.
No, it makes it worse. It makes my dreams more intense when I'm trying to pay attention to them. And I was like, okay, like she... But what she talked me into was like really committing to it for a full month.
Mm-hmm.
Like really... actually doing it because you know in the past when I've done it it's been just either like
maybe you should get a dream catcher
maybe
I'll send you a link because I get ours from an indigenous creator.
I was gonna say I don't want them to be
he is Ojibwe
or
Anishinaabe and has been called to make them for people so and they go in your window not necessarily above your bed.
Cool. Yeah, my dreams fuck with me, and I've been... But, like, one of the things that she said, too, that was super fucking helpful was she was like, all of those dream interpretation guides are bullshit.
Mm.
Every single one. They don't even agree with each other. And she was like, so what you need to do is you need to reflect on how that thing made you feel in the dream.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was like,
I have a lot of teeth. I haven't had teeth dreams in a while, but I hate them the most.
Yeah, I get them a lot, too.
The broken teeth dreams when I'm just spitting out.
Mine are falling out. So
my teeth are falling out or I'm spitting out chunks of my teeth falling out of my mouth, nonstop.
I talked about that to my therapist. I told her that the dream journal was working for me so far. And she said, I said something about the teeth falling out dreams. And she was like, oh, out of control. And I go, no. It's not. My out of control dream is when my brakes don't work in my car.
Mm.
My teeth dreams are about shame because I feel shame when my teeth are falling out.
Mm.
I am so worried about what it's going to look like and how I'm going to be perceived. Mm-hmm. So like that is the exact thing that the dream lady was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
My teeth dreams are not a loss of control because that's not what I'm worried about.
I've always read that losing teeth is like change. Expect change.
But that's just the thing is like
they don't agree.
Don't agree. And that is that individual person's perception and practice based on what they have perceived. But like what you need to do is do it for yourself.
It just makes those dreams just make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And anxious.
I kept dreaming about going to a website last night and them not having any information that I wanted. Like, so when it said, how did this make you feel? In my dream journal, I wrote unknown because I didn't really have any feelings about it.
Yeah.
That was just a processing dream of like trying to look stuff up and it not working for me. Maybe even about whether my professors have PhDs or not.
Right. You just went to all their websites, right?
I did.
Okay.
Good. I did. But like maybe that, but that's what I'm saying. It was just probably a processing dream about something like that. Mm-hmm. Right. But I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't feel anyway. But what you just said that you feel worried, then maybe it's not about change for you and it's about fear or it's about fear of change.
Yeah.
Fear of something being different.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what the woman was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your teeth falling out dreams are about anxieties and my teeth falling out dreams are about being ashamed of something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not universal because of how we feel during them.
Right.
It was great. It was super helpful.
That's really interesting take. I like that.
I liked that too. Yeah. It really helped me because I used to use those like things being like, okay, well this means this. And I was like, I don't know. That doesn't really,
it doesn't really jive with what I'm feeling.
I mean, definitely my brakes not working on my car is about feeling out of control. There's not another interpretation of that one.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Literally.
And then the other class that you and I took was astrological fashion.
Oh my gosh, fashion magic. I'm here for.
Yeah, you and I are both leaning into the fashion magic.
Yeah.
I talked about that to my therapist also, and I said to her that like anytime that I do something deliberately, like meticulously and deliberately, good things have come a bit in my life, right? So like, it doesn't matter if Jupiter is literally being like, you are one of my chosen ones because you are wearing my color today. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't, I mean, it might, whatever, we don't know. Just because we're making it up doesn't mean it's not real.
Right.
But that, like, any time in my life when I am making mindful choices, I have good outcomes.
Yeah.
So I'm making mindful choices to lean into the fashion magic.
Yeah, me too. It's been fun. I haven't really, I think the only thing I've really noticed so far is I did wear black all weekend to harness Saturn's power to get shit done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even though Sunday should have been like my yellow day, like I didn't have time to fuck around and relax on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I have this spring cleaning list I want to just start chipping away at.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my goal to get like this whole sitting room area.
It looks good.
Taken care of.
It looks good.
So I took down the rest of my holiday decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And I took care of the shipping and receiving area. I took care of the hamster bin that's been sitting here for 2 months. Started organizing my new altar area.
Nice.
And so I just wanted to, you know, Saturn is Saturday, black, heavy lifting. And I just wanted to carry that through Sunday because I needed to get shit done. So now, unfortunately, Monday came along and Catherine was like spent because I made everyone in the house like work all yeah. weekend. And so no one got that relaxy Sunday in preparation.
Working for yeah, the
in preparation
weekend.
For a Monday bullshit, right? So
right.
I had to drive Catherine to school on Monday because she was like, fuck you, I'm not waking up.
Aw, baby.
Because you fucked me over on my relaxy Sunday. My friend Melissa's been on like a pseudo witch journey, and I actually, the candle lady, I started following her astrology friend. Oh, what, yes, sir. Please rub yourself all over the microphone.
Buddy. God damn it, buddy.
God damn it, buddy. Don't you dare fuck with my spell. Fuck off. Sir. Sir.
Oh my you God. Guys, he's climbing all over the equipment, oh. just so you understand. He started out by smushing his face against my microphone, and now he's...
So I've been posting our fashion journey, and then I've been posting his astrology stuff, and my friend Melissa today wore all black.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, you're pulling in Saturn on Mars's day? But I was here for it. She looked very strong,
okay,
very powerful, and very intentional. And so I did like comment on the story. I was like, you look really powerful today.
Mm-hmm.
Good choices.
You wanna so give everyone what, some are you, purring? What are you wearing today, Shannon?
And give everyone some purring. Can we hear that?
I don't know.
I own all these colors.
Yeah.
So... Shannon is never going to be short of red and black.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to buy, quote unquote, gold and silver.
So did I.
And I ended up buying a bunch of some yellow tops, honestly.
I bought some teal because I didn't own for the blue green Wednesday. I didn't yeah. own a lot of that.
I really like a teal and a seafoam green. So mm-hmm. I actually have several sweatshirts recently.
Nice.
I have that in that color. And I wore my teal polka dot dress for Saturn on, was it Wednesday?
Yeah.
And I shared the notes with my supervisor and in our Tuesday meeting.
Yeah.
And so Wednesday we rolled up in our teal.
Nice.
At the staff meeting.
Nice.
And my other boss was like, Shannon, I love your dress. You look so great in it.
Do you want to know what I realized that I have in storage somewhere?
Hmm.
I have one of those LuLaRoe long vests.
Oh.
That is black with gold in it.
So
I can just wear that every fucking Sunday over whatever I'm wearing.
Yeah, sure can. I also
gold statement piece.
I have a gold swim dress, like a cover-up dress that I bought for non-existent sexy vacation. And if I really want to get racy, I do have a gold cover-up that is stringy like one of those crochet numbers
real quick so
that I could wear over all black.
Do you remember
Sunday.
My friend L from
hey get off my goddamn altar, get down. He listens to me.
Okay. I was ready to move him. I was ready to physically move him, because I have had so many cats in my past where you do that at them and they just look at you and they're like, why are you so loud right now?
He loves being around people, and he'll follow me around the house like a little puppy dog. Aww. Like legit. And so he tends to come when called, or when I yell at him, but he's still an asshole. He still likes my phalanges. He just plopped himself down on the floor and he's going to lay there.
Yeah, he did.
Show us his belly.
Okay, so my friend Elle from Slumber Parties.
Yes.
She invited me to her grad party in Maryland, and I invited her to my grad party in Michigan. And we can't go to each other's grad parties, of course. And so she was like, well, let's plan a trip in the next couple years somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should totally ask her to go on sexy vacation with us.
Yeah.
We should invite Elle
to sexy vacation.
We started planning sexy vacation and we didn't follow through. And we should invite Elle to sexy vacation.
I can do fall 2025.
Okay. What about one of your birthday trips? Spring?
Well, I am supposed to go to Europe next year. So I'm on a vacation hiatus after LA this fall.
Gotcha.
So she can come to LA with us this fall. Or we have to wait till I pay off a $10,000
trip.
I'm sorry, a $20,000 European trip.
Right. I forgot how close that was. That's wild.
Yeah, I crunched those numbers.
Yeah, that's smart.
On the high end. It gave me a heart attack. Okay. And if it gave me a heart attack,
I know.
It's a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of fucking money.
It was like 18 grand.
My credit cards are all so high from Disney, not working enough, just focusing on school, convocation, just all the shit. And I think I told you the story about like the SUV rental in Florida.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? Do you remember?
Maybe.
Maybe. So I can't remember if I did or not. Short version. My mom rented a Toyota Camry for Joseph and Ashley and Zelda and I and all of our luggage to fit into when she has a stroller and right, because it said it fits four suitcases, but does it fit four suitcases and four backpacks and a stroller?
Right.
And also my purse and also Joe's CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot of shit. So I upgraded to an SUV when I got there. And because I didn't book ahead of time, even though I had booked ahead of time, they charged me the full price because I didn't have the book ahead of time price because I upgraded when I was there.
Heavy eye roll.
A heavy eye roll. And then they charged me all these fucking add-ons because that's what car rental places fucking do. So I showed up, but Ashley and I both agreed. I was like, if I get this Camry, drive all the way back to Disney, and the shit doesn't fit into it, like, that's going to give me a fucking panic attack. So I'm just going to get a car that I know it's going to fit.
Mm-hmm.
And originally they told my mom that it was going to be $82. It was never going to be just $82. They were going to charge you for all the shit for that too. Because also, since we were going to the coast, I got Sun Pass.
Mm-hmm.
They charge you a ton for that. But I was going to the coast. I was going to be, like, the main driving I was doing was on the toll highway, you know, the toll road. I didn't bring $20 in quarters. Jesus Christ. Like, this has just gotten so complicated. So my mom was being a bitch about it and just being like, well, I never agreed to spend that much. And it was supposed to be way less than that. And I'm like, just give me what you thought you were paying.
Right.
So I can pay this fucking bill.
Yeah.
Because Ashley wants to give me money, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much to ask Ashley
for.
So,
Mom, if you thought your Camry was going to cost you $250 for the week, please give me that.
Right.
Because I will put it towards the bill, and then Ashley and I are going to split the difference.
And then she goes, well, your father's and my credit bill, card bill this month was five figures. And I was like, yeah, you were on vacation for a month. And then she goes, well, but there were those like $500 Disney dinners. Most of it was Disney. And I was like, I can't even with
you. You can't take your family on vacation and then bitch about it,
lady. You can't. I'm seriously never going on vacation with her again. Yeah. This is it. That was it. It's done. If you're going to complain about every fucking thing with money, I'm not going to go because you're making me miserable. Mm-hmm. I even tried to set boundaries ahead of time. You know this. I asked her which meals she was going to purchase and to make a deal with us so that we knew how to budget for it. Mm-hmm. And then she went ahead and complained about those meals. Julie used her cast member 40% discount off of four people for one of those meals. They saved like $80 on that meal. Stop fucking complaining.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on with that at all. What is going on with her?
I don't know. She mailed me a newspaper article. I'm like, that's some real 1992 grandma shit right there.
She is a grandma. She is that.
She also has my cell phone number and can text me the article.
Yeah, but
we're
found
also
it.
Facebook friends.
She asked me to take it to you last week, and I forgot. And she was like, you can't even remember one thing. I'm just going to mail it. And I was like, you do that, Mom.
Well, she did.
Weren't you slightly tickled to have real mail?
I was tickled to get mailed a newspaper article. Because that is legit something my grandma would have done in 1992.
Yeah.
I saw this news article and thought about you, Shannon.
It's cute. I thought she's cute.
It was cute, yeah. I'm still going to make fun of it. It was cute, though.
Yes.
Oh, Granny Candy.
I know. I know.
Well, you're welcome on my non-stressful family vacations. So, with me and my
Cheryl
family.
Ones.
Yeah, non-Cheryl ones. Cheryl's great on vacation. It's just getting her to vacation.
I mean, I've been traumatized.
That was a road trip.
It was traumatizing.
It was traumatizing. She was great in London. The only thing she got a little crazy about is like the COVID testing and the passport stuff. And I was just like, I already took care of it all. It's all set. You're fine. I did all the paperwork. Like, we're good. I registered us. I bought the tickets. I made all the arrangements. You literally just have to show up with proof of test and your passport. Everything's taken care of. And then like a man, she started double guessing me. And my travel abilities. And I'm just like, didn't you teach me how to travel? Like,
yeah,
why are you second guessing your daughter here at this point? So,
like, Mom wanted to take Zelda to Mackinac Island because we were supposed to go with her last year and she got COVID. I'm literally not going. I'm not going.
Have fun.
I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. Fuck all of the shit.
Oh, moms. Speaking of moms, mine's retiring.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me that.
She called HR late last week and submitted her official email to her boss this morning, yesterday, and already has, they're already planning her retirement party at work. So everyone, save the dates. And I'm talking with my hands for Monday, April 1st. You got to haul your little asses to Ann Arbor for an in-person retirement party for Cheryl. Okay.
Okay.
In the middle of the day. That means you have to come, Maggie.
All right. I'll do what you said it was a Monday?
Yeah.
I can totally
do
a Monday.
Right off of spring break.
I can totally do a Monday.
Like 11:30 to 1:30 or 2 or something. I just don't know where on campus it's going to be. Probably in the medical school cafeteria somewhere.
You just let me know.
I will.
Did I tell you I'm getting my ADHD testing tomorrow?
Are you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm out of here as soon as we're done recording because I got to go home because I'm going to panic all night. So I've got to go home so that I can panic for more time.
You're funny. I should get ADD tested. I'm pretty sure I have ADD. I don't think I have ADHD.
They call it all ADHD now. That's yeah. I've been calling it ADD for years because I don't think that I am hyperactive. I think I'm impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think I'm the daydreaming type.
Yeah.
Like, I'm concocting fantasies in the background of my head at all time. Like, making up movies, making up things. And when I found out that not everybody was doing that, I was like,
you're like, what?
What is your brain doing? What is your brain doing all the time? Explain to me how your brain works. I don't understand.
For Scott, it's just quiet. There's nothing in it. It's just like Janet's void. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, could you imagine if your brain was like Janet's void?
That seems wild. She also, my caseworker who's helping me get tested, because I'm getting tested through the state of Michigan, because I was really struggling to find other testing options. So she has warned me a couple times to be like, it might turn out as something else, right? Because there are lots of people who come in being like, I think I have ADHD, and they get tested, and they're like, you have autism,
mm-hmm.
right?
You're like, that's cool. I'm fine being on the spectrum. I just want to know how to gather the tools. I just want to identify what's going on in my brain and then gather the tools to deal with it.
That is what I want. But she said that to me for like the third time. And I said, I'm pretty sure I have the impulsive one and not the I need a schedule one.
I do think I have ADD.
Yes.
I will... to be doing 12 things at once at all the times, mm-hmm. all the times. If I don't write shit down on a sticky note to remember to do it or make a notation in my calendar, I will forget. When I clean the house, I clean like a squirrel.
Yeah.
And I start in one area. And then while I'm walking across the house to put something away, I see something else and I'll stop and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for years I've said I ADD clean.
Right.
But I think that's just like ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've also been forgetting things a lot, which can be a lot of different things. Anxiety, stress, depression.
Just aging.
Yeah, aging.
We are aging and our brains don't work the same anymore. Yeah.
So what happened yesterday, actually this happened to both Scott and I, but it definitely happens to me more often. We got noodles for dinner and oh shit, we were like over an hour. We got no Thai for dinner. And so we were eating and Natty was showering. So we didn't get a chance to tell her dinner was here and ready because she was doing something. And then she just like went right to the shower without talking to us. So we're sitting and eating and watching TV. And then Natty like goes into the kitchen and then she comes out and is eating something. I was like, oh, did you get noodles? She's like, no, I made eggs. And Scott and I like look at each other. We're like, when? She's like, literally right now. We're like, what? Like, no, you didn't. You didn't just make eggs.
That did not happen.
That didn't happen. But like shit like that happens to me all the time. I'll be like, Scott, did you take the dogs out? And he'll be like, I just
walked in the house.
I literally just came into the house.
He's like wearing a coat and having dogs on leashes.
I'm like, did you take the dogs out yet recently? And he looks at me like I'm bananas. And is like, yeah, crazy lady. I did. So.
All right. I have a good am I the asshole.
Oh, yes. Let's move on. We are at an hour and 8 minutes. So okay, it's probably time to wrap it up like a dick.
Yep. It's okay. We missed a couple weeks. So we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we did miss a few weeks. So.
Am I the asshole for wearing a wedding dress at a wedding?
Normally I'd say yes.
Right.
But it is Reddit, so let's proceed.
Yeah, why are you wearing this wedding dress
at a
wedding?
Why did you wear a wedding dress to a wedding?
So
was it accidental?
My friend, who's 20 and a woman, and I, 19-year-old man, have been friends for a few years, and she recently got engaged. A week ago, I get a DM from her that they are hosting a small costume party as a celebration for their engagement.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Costume party.
Costume party. Engagement party.
Yes, costume engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds very cute.
I do think that
I would like
cute.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if there was a theme, and she said there wasn't. I'm a cosplayer, so I had a lot of choices.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to rock it up in an anime cosplay, so I thought it would be funny to go to an engagement party as the corpse bride.
Now, they're friends. Did he talk to her about this or just...
He just asked her if it was a theme.
Okay.
And she said no theme.
All right.
So he's like, okay.
Are they besties?
No, they're just good friends.
Oh, just good friends. Okay. So, like, I would talk to you about what I would be wearing, but maybe not necessarily Pete and Becky.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I arrived at her house yesterday and everything seemed normal. A few people complimented my costume and I was having a lot of fun. After 10 minutes, and remember, if you guys haven't seen The Corpse Bride, think about it, that movie. She has blue, she's blue, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's, she's bones, so but it's all blue tint. So mm-hmm. this guy's in blue makeup and a bridal gown that's torn.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 minutes, my friend's fiancé walked out in a black tuxedo and announced that this was actually their wedding. Apparently, my friend saw a video of someone doing this online and decided she wanted to do the same thing.
Ah, fuck off. Like, I know a lot of celebrities have done this, like surprise weddings.
Yeah.
But they're like, come to my barbecue. Come to my small, intimate family dinner. Like, not come to my costume party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He said... too, in the comments at a later point, he was like, someone was in one of those like inflatable dinosaur outfits. Like,
excellent. I'm right. here for that.
It was a lot of weird shit.
I'm always here for inflatable T-Rex at a party.
Yes.
Also,
he asked us, sorry, the fiance, yeah, fiance asked us to go to the backyard for the ceremony to begin. I went straight to him. I asked him if I should go home and change my outfit and that I would be back before it started. He told me that was fine because I didn't know that this was going to be their wedding.
Had he seen the bride at this point, his friend?
No.
Like, she didn't pull him aside and be like, no. Yo.
No, she's been hiding so that she can do her bride reveal.
Oh my God. Go fuck yourself.
So the fiance is the one who comes out in his tux.
And is like, surprise.
Surprise, it's our wedding. Please, everybody go out back for the ceremony.
So this party is happening, but the host and hostesses are nowhere to be found.
Correct.
That's fucking weird.
So weird.
Like, I greet my guests when they come to my parties.
Maybe they had their parents do it or something and say, you know, they're wherever. I've thought about doing a surprise wedding before because that's what I would want to do. I would greet everybody and then go real quick change into my
yeah.
cute dress, which is not going to be a major wedding dress. Mm-hmm. It would be, you know, white garden
little white
party
sunny
dress.
Dress. Right. Yeah.
All right. I trusted him.
Sexy bikini cover up.
I trusted him and followed everyone outside. They got married and everything seemed good. The reception was just in their house again, so everyone walked back inside and picked up where
still
they left
off.
Still a costume
still
party.
Still like inflatable T-Rex correct. At a wedding.
Correct.
Did they throw and catch flowers? Because I want to see that video for sure. Okay. Right.
I tried talking to my friend multiple times and tried to celebrate with her, but she kept on making excuses not to talk to me. I assumed it was just because she was tired from the big day and wanted alone time, so I didn't bother her after that, and the party ended. I got home, and half an hour passed when my phone started getting notification after notification. I checked it, and my friend was texting me. She was cussing me out and telling me how I ruined her wedding. I was really confused, and I asked her what I did. What did I do that ruined your wedding? That only made her more angry. She told me it was basic knowledge not to wear a wedding dress to a wedding.
Bitch.
I reminded her that I had no idea it was a wedding. And that I asked her now husband if I should change. And he said that it was fine. She did not respond. And then I got a text from the husband. He asked me why I would tell her that he said it was fine.
Because you did, motherfucker.
I told him because he said it was fine. Then he said how I should have changed anyways, and it's my fault that they are now fighting over this.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Go fuck all yourselves. You know what? They are toxic clearly, 20-year-old assholes.
They are clearly 20-year-old assholes.
And they're going to be divorced in like 2 years anyway, so.
I've tried texting her and said I was sorry, and if I had known, I obviously wouldn't have done that. I woke up today and saw that she and her husband have blocked me on everything.
You know what,
so am I the asshole for not changing out of the wedding dress?
No.
When I found out it was a wedding?
No. He told you not to. It was a costume party. If you don't want people to dress ironically at a costume party, don't fucking have one. No, those guys are assholes. He's lucky to have them out of his life mm-hmm. now. Maybe they'll grow up in 5 to 6 years.
Yep.
That poor guy.
He posted an update.
Ooh.
So she said that some of the comments said, and that she said that wearing anything wedding related to anything wedding related. Not like, don't do that. So like that it was still in poor form for him to dress as the corpse bride because it was an engagement party.
I don't think it was. I think that's funny, haha.
Yeah, I do too. If someone did that for my, I say, it's a costume party, it's my engagement party, and they dress as the corpse bride, I'm like, I fucking love everything about this.
Right.
This is perfect. You are perfect. This is why we're friends.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people in the comments apparently were like, it was still bad form to wear something wedding related to a wedding event.
I want everyone's ages. Who said that? Like, legit. How old are we? Are you like a boomer? Or what? Because we got an elder millennial and a late Gen Xer here that are like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are assholes. Don't let people enjoy Disney. Don't let people dress ironically to a costume party. We didn't know you were getting married. It was like, surprise wedding. Mm-hmm. Come on Saturday. Like, he would not have worn a wedding dress.
Right. Oh, also turns out the husband has hated him the whole time. So he said not to get changed on purpose, knowing that she'd be upset about it.
Oh, sabotage.
Sabotaged. Sabotaged.
Oh,
yep.
That motherfucker.
That motherfucker. All right. Some internet things of the week.
I have one.
Yeah, tell me.
It's a crazy video I saw either of a reindeer or a giant deer who's grazing on the side of the road, but his antlers look really off and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reindeer turns his head, and hanging off of his antlers is a second set of antlers.
Oh my God.
And the head of thy enemy.
Oh my God.
This fucker got into a fight with another reindeer and decapitated him.
Holy shit.
And now the head is stuck in his antlers. So now he has to live with a rotting corpse intertwined with his own antlers.
Oh my God. That's too much. All right, here's some internet things of the week. Why do humans need jobs? Why can't I just sit on the beach with my tits out and stare into the ocean until I die?
Oh, thank yes. Yes, Quaid.
Me, I'm into polyamory. You mean polyamory, right? Me pulling out multiple swords. What?
No, polyamory.
I'm into polyamory.
I saw that. I posted it in my sword group.
I love that.
Everyone loved it.
That's good.
I think they actually even came up with more puns for it.
Oh, great. I love that about your friends. All right, cards. How's my week going to be? Little girl pulling out tarot cards. The Tower. Death. The Devil. I'm going to do this again.
You guys are so funny.
Starbucks cup.
Uh-huh.
Wharf. Son of Moog, House of Martok, Son of Sergei, House of Roshenko, House of Roshenko, Bane of the Duras family, Slayer of Gowron.
The guy really gave Starbucks that as his name?
I don't know. No, because it's a fake Starbucks thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just making fun of how it would be.
Like written on a Starbucks cup.
Mm-hmm. And then one last one. Billie Eilish, Carly Rae Jepsen, and Miley Cyrus should start a pop group called Billy Ray Cyrus.
So dumb. That.
So I dumb. Love that. I love it.
I love it.
All right.
My friend.
It is that time.
It is that time.
Find us on all of the places like Facebook. Also find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and Stitcher. And I don't know what episode number it is. I did not look this up.
Oh, shit.
So you can interact with me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
342.
I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 342 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey all day.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you.